This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. This week, Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Amy Acton signed an order that requires the weekly reporting of ventilators from hospitals around the state. The breathing assistance machines are crucial to caring for people with COVID-19. But the Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism, Eye on Ohio, has found that information about ventilators and about the number of available hospital beds in the state is difficult to pin down. Bonnie Jean Feldkamp is the co-author of the report, and she joins me now. Bonnie, give me a breakdown. What were you able to find out about the number of beds and respirators available?
Well, not much. It was a little difficult approaching the hospitals throughout the state. The hospital systems, they report aggregated data, and individual hospitals did not want to give us specific breakdowns of what they had in their possession. So what we're left with is just a lump sum number from the state, and trying to drill down on that's been proving to be difficult.
Why does that matter? Why isn't an aggregate number enough?
Because if you live in Cincinnati and all of the beds and ventilators available are in Cleveland, it doesn't help you. And to break that down for our community members, it means something to them. Even if they don't have control over how their care is managed, it does give them information to help them process what we're all going through as a community together.
We have so much data coming at us right now. Is it really critical for a given layperson to know, you know, where beds are in their community, especially as this information changes daily?
Right. And that seems to be where the differing opinion is. Some experts, specifically the hospital, seem to think that this data is not meant for public consumption because we're not epidemiologists. We don't know how to process the data, and we have no control over how that data is used. And especially the Michael Bernstein at Summa Health in Akron specifically told me that they don't want that driving a person's decision of where they receive care. And if somebody feels that one hospital has more ventilators than another, so they drive further, or they change their plans, it could end up hurting them detrimentally, and they should leave that detail to the expert. Whereas other experts we spoke to, specifically the mental health expert, says that even data they have no control over helps to alleviate anxiety. And it doesn't matter if you have any control over or not. Just understanding what it is definitively will help you cope with your mental health.
Despite how long March felt, we are in many ways still in the preparation stage of this crisis, especially when it comes to hospitals. Will this week's order by Dr. Amy Acton help? You know, will the information become more public as this pandemic continues?
It depends on whether or not it's aggregate data or if they decide to break that down, because someone else from IdeaStream, another health reporter, asked for data as well. And each hospital system gave her aggregate data. So does that mean that when hospitals are reporting to the state, are hospital systems reporting their aggregate data of their collective hospitals instead of their individual hospital count? And how is that managed as a system to distribute their resources throughout their many hospitals? And those are questions that haven't been answered yet.
Yeah, lots of ongoing questions here. Thank you so much for talking with us about this today, Bonnie Feldkamp.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.